The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Okay, let's pause for a second so I can talk about something that's genuinely been a game changer for me, and that is Skims, specifically the Skims Ultimate Bra. Now, if you're anything like me, finding a push-up bra that actually does what it says it's going to do without making you feel like you're wrapped in cardboard has been an impossible task throughout my life. I've tried them all, too bulky, too stiff, no support where it counts, or honestly, just straight up uncomfortable after a few hours. We want our under things to not only look good, but more importantly, feel good, or you're not going to keep it on for long enough to enjoy the benefits of it looking good. Skims has nailed it with the Ultimate Push-Up Bra. This bra gives lift and support in a way that feels natural, flattering, and most importantly, comfortable. I'm not exaggerating when I say I forgot I was wearing it halfway through the day, and usually by the time I get home, the first thing I want to do is rip it off, but not with this one. I actually ended up wearing it the entire day, even into the evening, without thinking twice. When I first tried it on, I was honestly shocked. It fit like it was made for me, like it had been measured and tailored for me. It's structured in all the right places, soft where it needs to be, and gives you that little extra boost without feeling like you're being squeezed into a shape that you're not organically. And I don't know if it's the fabric, which Skims has great fabric, by the way, but it could also be the way it's designed, maybe a little bit of both, or just the Skims magic, but it made me feel confident, supported, and put together even on the busiest, most chaotic days, no matter what I'm wearing over it. I do also want to give a huge shout out to Skims. They have some really cute dresses. I have the long cami dress in probably every color. I have it in your basics like black and gray, but I have it in this like pretty periwinkle blue, this pretty soft pink, a nice like sage green. They are the most flattering dresses ever. They are perfect for the summer, so check those out. And if you're trying to upgrade your everyday wear or just want a bra that lives up to the hype, we highly recommend checking out the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection, and Derek's going to tell you how you can check them out for yourselves.
That's right. And by the way, Skims also has men's underwear as well. So got a little bit for everybody. Go check it out. Shop the Skims Ultimate Bra Collection and more at skims.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know that we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. We would greatly appreciate it. Go check them out. Skims.com. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Crime Weekly News. I'm Derek Levasseur.
And I'm Stephanie Harlow.
And as you can see from the title, we're going to be talking about something that went viral over this past weekend. Everyone was kind of working together on social media, using open source intelligence to try to get to the bottom of this mystery. And we're going to dive into it because if you aren't familiar with it, you missed it because we were all working for once. The country was working together to try to solve this mystery. But
dude, how did I miss this? How did I miss this?
Now, the fact that you didn't know about it and I brought it up to you is
this
very
is so Stephanie coded, and I'm over here. I feel like once again I'm late to the game because yeah. I would have been right up in there in the trenches with everybody.
I know. This reminded me a lot of I can't remember the name of the submarine, but when the Titanic tourist submarine, what was that?
Oh my gosh, what was the
name?
It's
a good one.
That?
Everyone's saying it in the comments right now.
They're like, I know. Oh, it was. Did it start with a T? I honestly did a video about this.
I have no clue. I can't remember.
I should be able to.
But
remember
I remember everyone kind of got together, and it was all these experts, like actual experts, updating it using different backgrounds.
James Cameron.
Yeah. Everyone was getting involved trying to figure out where this submarine might be at this point. And it was like, I know I was refreshing my Twitter like every 10 seconds.
I was so stressed out.
Yeah, because there was boats going out there.
And it ended up being, you know, a very bad case scenario, by the way. It's not like
this had a happy ending.
Yeah, it was horrible. I feel terrible. The Titan.
That was a whole crazy situation. And it's kind of reminded me of that. And we're going to talk about it and where it stands right now. But before we do, positive note, it's that time of year again when we start promoting CrimeCon. Why are we promoting CrimeCon? Frankly, we love it. CrimeCon is an awesome experience. And this year it is in Denver, Colorado, which is absolutely beautiful. We've both been out there actually for the same thing. You went out there for Kendall Ray and so did I. Shout out to Kendall. And also Josh, by the way. We're not forgetting you, Josh. Love you too. But yeah, we went out there before and now it's in this beautiful city where it's supposedly going to be bigger than ever. From what I'm hearing,
every year.
Yeah, 6,000 to 7,000 people already coming. And we want to see you guys there. Crime Weekly always has a cool booth. We bring out a lot of Crime Weekly merch. We usually have an exclusive Crime Con Crime Weekly merch where it's like you can only get it when you're there. A lot of you guys really like the Nashville one.
I was talking to Ashley about it when I was in Rhode Island. We were already planning the design for Denver's. We're super excited.
Yeah, that's going to be an exclusive thing that you can only get there. And then we also bring out a ton of Criminal Coffee merch. We usually have Criminal Coffee there as well, although that's a little sketchy. Some places don't want us serving coffee, so we just kind of do it anyways.
It's a great time. Derek and I will be there.
Yes, we will be there.
And don't forget.
And besides us, there's just any of the big true crime podcasters that you can think of, a lot of them come. Also, if there's certain true crime TV shows that you like, you get a lot of them there as well.
Oh, CrimeCon's amazing. You get to talk to family members of victims.
Yep.
That's my favorite part, meeting these people.
Yeah, Gabby Petito's family's there like every year.
Yeah. And you get to talk to not just some of your favorite true crime podcasters, but the people you see on TV, like Keith Morrison and Nancy Grace and stuff, you know, they're walking around and they're all so friendly.
Nate Eden, Brian Enton, they're usually there.
Othram's there, like all the different labs. You can talk to them about forensics and stuff. It's demonstrations.
Sometimes John Walsh is there with Callahan.
John Walsh was there last year. Yeah.
That's right. He got an award last year. It's a really great time. We love it. It's kind of the one thing that we do every year. We already always lock it in. And if you want tickets, you have to go now. I know it seems soon because the Crime Con this year is September 5th through September 7th. And you might say, oh man, I got a ton of time to do it. I'm looking at the website right now. The Platinum VIP, it's already sold out.
They sell it fast, man.
They do. The Gold VIP is still available. They also have standard passes still available as well. And if you use our code Crime Weekly, it's all one word, Crime Weekly, you'll get a discount. I believe it's 10% off.
I was just looking at videos from the last two Crime Cons, videos of those exact moments and those exact nights, because when the convention shuts down and everybody's unwinding, it gets kind of crazy, man.
It does.
It gets crazy. I always have a sing-along in the bathroom with my girls, and my girls is whoever happens to be in the bathroom with me at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's been, definitely don't take our word for it. Weigh in down in the comments below if you're on YouTube. Let us know about your experience. It's a really great time. Again, you can go to crimecon.com. They have the CrimeCon drop-down menu there. Again, use our code. If you've already used our code, let us know in the comments. We want to hear from you. But we always have a very good turnout. We're looking forward to seeing you guys. So hopefully you're able to make it. And it's a great city. So if you're going to go, now would be a good year to do so.
Yes.
Okay. Let's transition here to why we're all here, the important stuff. So over this past weekend, I was kind of dabbling on Twitter and something came across my feed and it just blew up, where essentially someone was just kind of like, you know, web sleuthing on Google Maps. I don't even know why they came across this. Maybe they were looking for something else.
They definitely were looking for something else.
They were looking for something else. But there are people who just like look for random stuff. They do it all the time. They find coordinates and sometimes there's like scavenger hunts and stuff, but I digress.
Really?
However, yeah. Like little things they do, like Reddit pages and stuff, but they'll even hide things on certain things so that when they update it, you can see if you can find it. Good luck with that. I don't have that type of time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Basically, someone who was on Google Maps found this location. And the location where this was found was near the Los Angeles River. And it's described as North Mission Road and East Cesar, East Chavez Avenue. And what was disturbing about this is, as you're looking on the map, we're going to have the photo up here. You can see that someone wrote help both on the dirt and with like items and materials from this
like construction
this
items.
This construction
like,
site, right? Yeah. You see words like help, help, help. Then there's Trafico, there's FBI, there was a couple other ones, LAPD. What were some of the other ones? I'm looking at it right now.
Federal.
There's a bunch. Trafico, federal, just a lot of words.
Terrorismo.
Terrorismo, exactly. So people are looking at this and thinking, the worst, which understandably,
of course,
I get it. So they start to share it. It starts to go viral and people are wondering, oh my God, this is kind of located in like an area that not a lot of people go.
It's shut down. I think it's like close to the public.
It's close to the public and there's a shipping container yard right next to it. Some people were describing that there were holes and tunnels located nearby. So when you see this, what's your first thought?
Oh, I would think that that human trafficking's happening. Human trafficking, right?
It's not a leap, right? That says it right there, Trafico. So
somebody's in trouble regardless.
In trouble. So,
and they're being held captive. So this is the only way they can get
a message out.
A message out. Imagine being the person who stumbles on this, man. I would have been like, I would have stopped breathing, man. Oh my God.
Right. So basically, it's all hands on deck. Twitter's going crazy. They're all looking it up on Google Maps. But obviously, you have people who are close to that area. So they start to share the coordinates and this Twitter handle, I'm going to give him shout out right here. It's at LAGuy310. He goes over to the site. He's going to be the one, his video is the one that kind of goes viral. It had like 42,000 likes at the time when I was looking at it. And we're going to play it for you right here.
Okay, I'm illegally parked on this bridge, but that's just fine. Let the cops come. There's a dog. If there's a dog, there's a person. Okay, there's the help sign right there.
The big help?
I mean, I honestly don't know if this is just kids fooling around or something real, but you can get into the yard through there because there's a hole in the fence right there. And here, something written right there. I mean, hell. We'll take some photos. But I just like to believe it's just a prank. It's just a bunch of kids messing around. Because this is like, this is the street. And over there is where I took my first video, where you can kind of see there's a hole. But all this is exposed. I mean, if you're writing that, everybody sees you. I mean, it says help there too, but I don't know. It seems to me like it's just a bunch of kids playing a prank. Going in through that hole right there. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's not. I hope it is, I guess. But this is what it looks like. And I'll take some more photos and stuff.
Okay, so that's the end of the video. And before, I want a question for you, Stephanie, but also I didn't mention that this is near the Union Pacific Railroad as well. So you have these shipping containers, you have the railroad, then you have these words, help everywhere. You're thinking, oh my God, this would be a perfect location. If you were trafficking humans, this would be a great spot to do it. But after seeing that video, what are some of your thoughts?
Well, first, let me comment.
Yeah.
LA guy. He's awesome. You know,
he's awesome.
Brave for going there, number one. But you could tell he was genuinely kind of terrified when he was there.
He parked illegally and he didn't care.
It wasn't that he parked illegally. It was that he was like, I'd like to think this is just a prank. But it's also kind of like super sketchy there. So he's kind of like, I'd like to think.
It's not the best area. You can tell.
It's not the best area, but it is like, basically, it looks like it's on a main highway. There's people going by all the time.
Yeah. But that could be a good thing for human trafficking. Like, that'd be convenient.
But either way, I'm looking at it and I like how he's like, well, there's a dog there. If there's a dog, there's a person. It's like, yep. LA guy, you have not been to some cities. Okay. Not always equal people,
right.
But it looks like a very sketchy area. I personally would not have gone there myself. So I give him props. Cause what if something like nefarious is going on?
He's doing it for the greater good.
He's doing it for the gram. And he's got the phone up, you know, and they're going to be like, what's that guy doing? They're going to snatch him. Like,
yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Well, the good news is we're going to be hearing more from LA Guy because he's not done with this. He's
no,
committed,
he's not.
And we're going to be hearing from him in a second. But my observations are kind of what he's saying. If this was, in fact, a human trafficking operation and one of the victims was able to get away
to
long
help.
Enough to make yeah. this, first and foremost, they would probably, once they encounter or see what the victim did, they would get rid of it. They wouldn't want to leave that there out in the open in these big, like, tubes. That if you're not watching on audio video right now, they basically use like not just like sticks. It's like these huge construction tubes that they probably bury underground for like electrical lines and pipes and all that. They're monstrous. So if there's offenders there, if there's criminals there that are actually in charge of this, they've seen these help signs and more than likely they would have destroyed them after discovering them. And yet they're still there. So my initial thought is a lot of what LA Guy thought, which is, is this some kid, you know, just pulling off a prank, trying to scare people like it's currently doing? Or is there somebody over there? It's a big homeless area, large homeless population. You have the dog near there. He had mentioned that there was a hole in the fence leading into that shipyard or that little construction site. So there's access to it. Doesn't really seem like it's being monitored. And I'll also say this, if it is the location for human trafficking, there's going to be some activity going on, whether it's just people monitoring the perimeter to make sure the victims don't get away or making sure law enforcement isn't nearby. There would be some activity to preemptively stop anyone from discovering them. And yet, at least in this video, we have nothing. So it continues on social media. It's big on Twitter. It's on Reddit. You got people weighing in. They're calling the LAPD. They're calling the FBI. I didn't find any official statements from the FBI or LAPD that they put out. It was more so just people kind of giving updates as you go. And also, I want to just put the photo up right here, Shannon, if we didn't do it. Here's another. If we already did it, then we already did it. But there's the overview shot right here. This is the photo from Google Maps where you can actually see what whoever discovered this first was seeing. And so then we get a follow-up. And LA guys basically says, there's help signs everywhere. They're all over the place. Little signs, big signs.
Sidewalks.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So something's not adding up. And it seems like, again, to what I was saying, if this was a victim trying to get help, the offenders, the criminals would have noticed it as well. And you would think they would have dispersed it. But yet it's all still there available. So that leads us to LA Guy coming back on Twitter again with another video. And we're going to let him explain and then we'll dive into it.
Okay, what's the name of the dog?
Seuss.
Seuss?
Yeah,
and Seuss. Seuss belongs to someone here? Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm careful. Yeah. Seuss belongs to, she has an owner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that dog is named Seuss.
Seuss.
And Seuss has an owner, because you know what? She was tied up in the rain.
He
was tied, oh, I thought it was a he. But yeah. Yeah, he was tied up in the rain.
Oh, wow.
And so I was filming because everybody wants to know why there's the help sign. You see all those helps?
Oh, this one guy, he always puts that.
Is that guy's name Jose?
Yes.
Okay, that's what they told me too.
Yeah, it's Jose. Yeah.
So there's a guy named Jose who just keeps putting help.
He does that.
And is Jose here?
He's not here, but he's always like on that side of, like under the bridge. Like.
And he just messes around?
Always writes that down. Yeah. Yes, all the time.
The reason people are probably coming today is because they put it online.
Yeah, no. He's the one that puts it all the time. I'm not, you know, but he puts it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. He writes it everywhere. I don't know if you see it everywhere.
Yeah, there's like help and then a bunch of stuff in Spanish.
Yeah,
and
he puts it, that's supposedly human trafficking.
Yeah, trafficking. That's what everybody's saying online is that they're worried about it. Is it that or is it like a prank?
I guess we don't know. I mean, he just always, for some reason, it's been years that he's been doing it.
Yeah, it's been on Google Maps shows it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. He just always writes that down.
Yeah.
For what reason, I do not know.
No, but I don't. Yeah.
Come on.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
All right, so there you have it. Mystery potentially solved. Potentially. What do you think about that?
I mean, I didn't hear her say it wasn't about trafficking. He's like, is it, so is it about trafficking or not? She's like, we don't know. He's just been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So here's my thing, because apparently other residents came out and said, yeah, it's him writing it on the sidewalks too. Yeah, he's not all there. That's what they're.
Yeah. May have some mental health issues.
Yeah. That's their description. He's not all there. That's what they said. That's not what I said.
Yep.
Either way, it's a cry for help. You know, people are like, I don't know why he's doing it. Well, because he probably needs help, dude. Yeah. It's very sad. But, you know, even though this sort of explanation seems to have quelled some people's suspicions, there are still some people who are like, hey, we don't know. Like, we should get a hold of Jose and kind of see what he's writing that for, because, like, it may still be something that he knows about.
Yeah.
You know, that he's trying to, like, communicate
to people. Maybe he's witnessed by living there. Yeah. Being a homeless person living on the property.
He's trying to communicate this to, you know, a lot of people in the only way he knows how. And so, like you said, at him living there, maybe he's not a part of it. Maybe he's not a victim of it, but he knows what's happening. And he may not be, quote unquote, all there, but he's there enough to know, hey, this isn't right. And in his way, he's trying to send a message. So I still would want to, yes, LA guy, find Jose.
Yeah. And to your point, we do need to find Jose, but there are people that are not completely buying it. And as you mentioned, they want more done. There's been a couple verified accounts that have come out and said, yeah, listen, I'm not buying the Jose theory. One of them was at Cyrus Shares. He wrote, there's a deep subterranean system under the surface that the access points are covered by containers they use cranes to remove. There's a lot more going on than what's visible on the surface. And they have a couple photos here. Shannon will throw those up.
Listen. I am with this person as far as they want to take it, as long as they want to ride it, I'm with them. But saying there's like a subterranean system, all of LA, there's tunnels under all of LA.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think because I'm not investigating this, my opinion is it's probably nothing. It's probably exactly what we're hearing. Somebody who's in the area, whether it's kids or a homeless person who's nearby, maybe has something going on and they're, you know, continuously making these help signs and other signs. Like you said, we don't know the motive behind it, but it could just be because that's what they do. It appears that multiple people are saying it. But regardless, it needs to be looked into. I know LA is very busy right now with the fires, but at minimum, we want to send people over there. We want law enforcement to go check it out, investigate it, see if there's anything valid to what some of the concerns might be. And if not, make a public statement, because at the time of this recording, the Daily Mail has reported that the Los Angeles Police Department has not publicly responded to these claims or these concerns, which is not good. Have someone go over there, even if it's a couple patrolmen, have them take a, and maybe they did. Maybe they did, and that's why they're not saying anything.
Yeah, they got a lot going on.
They got a lot going on, but send a car by, have them do a quick patrol of the area, get in contact with the property owners, see what you got going on, and at least at minimum, it shows that you're looking into it. So that would be my suggestion, is to go over there, have law enforcement look into it. It can be at the patrol level at this point. See what they observe. If anything stands out to them, then we act on it. But it wouldn't be the first time that some private citizen stumbled on a crime. We've had multiple crimes solved because of just civilian initiative to go out there and do it. And I do want to talk about something bigger, because the reason why I was fascinated by the story wasn't necessarily because of this particular incident, but it's more so what social media could be, right? Like, when you think about all the toxicity on social media, when there's something that we can all as a society become unified behind, even with our, despite our differences, like the Titan, you know, situation, this was something where within days, people were on this, not even days, within a day, you had experts, you know, pinpointing the location, bringing up history, actual people on the ground going by the location, posting it online. We see it all the time where cold cases are solved because of geo-tracking and using open source intelligence to find things in the background that they can map out. You see these YouTubers that can sometimes get a location on street maps or whatever, and within like 30 seconds, they can find it anywhere in the world just because they know the topography of that area so well. It's crazy. So all the negative things you think about when you think about social media, it is good to see that there is a positive to it. When used the right way, it can be an extremely valuable tool. And imagine if we did that all the time.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I always think about how when Gabby Petito was missing and it went viral. And
that's another great example.
Red, White, and Bethune, the van family,
yes.
they were had their eyes out. They were in the area. They saw the van. This is huge. This is what social media
that's
should
a great
be
example, yeah.
used for. Yeah.
It's pretty cool to see everyone's all hands on deck. Everyone's invested in the outcome. And I know there's some people that are probably disappointed that it may not be more, but that's okay because there is crimes like this happening all over the country, which is why it's important to be vigilant and be cognizant of your surroundings, because if it was overtly obvious what was going on, we wouldn't have to do this type of stuff, but it's not. There's means of defense that are taken by criminals so that we do not find these locations. And even though this may not be one of them, they are out there. I remember even at the local level, a lot of the human trafficking that I dealt with was in massage parlors and in areas like that where it was a front. And a lot of these women were there against their will. So,
dude, I just did a video on a missing woman, and there's a ton of these in Florida. Like, Florida has a huge, they just did a whole bust. And it's been going on like for the past few years. And it's like every year, 50, 60, 70 of these places getting raided and shut down. And it's crazy to think about how it's happening on your streets, in your communities, right under your nose. So you don't want it to be happening right under your nose. Keep a lookout. So stuff like this is great because it's better that it comes to nothing, but somebody noticed.
Absolutely. No, it's a pretty cool story. We'll keep you updated. If something changes, and this isn't just a nothing burger where it's like, hey, it's exactly what we're telling you, we'll obviously give you an update, especially if law enforcement comes out and says, hey, there's something here. We're looking into it. I don't know if they would do that publicly.
Hmm.
Especially if it's this big of an operation. But if it's not, I'm sure if they continue to get the public pressure, someone's going to come out and say, yeah, we looked into it, that those things have been there for 8 months. There's no activity over there. We were able to go back and look at some things. We know we have identified the person who's been doing it and they're okay. Only final thing I want to end on, it's not even a big thing, but I was telling Stephanie before we started, I know a lot of you guys have been commenting down below about traders. I won't spend too much time on it because I don't know how many people are watching it. I thought we said this the last time and Stephanie said it as well. This is live. When we're recording this, you're seeing it. I'm home. I'm not in Scotland. A lot of people are like, how's he doing this if he's currently on the show? I thought, like Stephanie said, I thought we mentioned it before, but if we hadn't, Stephanie was a rock star. This opportunity came up last year.
Right after CrimeCon.
Right, literally from CrimeCon, I hopped on a plane and flew to Scotland and Stephanie was willing to record a bunch of episodes while I was gone. I was only gone for like 2.5-3 weeks.
So I didn't record them while he was gone. We in the month leading up to CrimeCon, we did our regularly scheduled episodes and then shoved in a bunch of future episodes, batch recorded those so that he could go because nobody was able to know that he was gone. So we couldn't be like, sorry, guys, Derek's on Traders. We can't. And even if we said, sorry, guys, Derek's off for a few weeks, the people who knew that Traders was happening would have known. It was very covert. And
it
I have
very
to say,
secretive. You did
I
a great
told
job.
Nobody, dude. I was a vault and it was hard sometimes.
It was tough when I was down there, too, because people were like, I would love to see you on Traders. I haven't done a reality show in 10 years, and I probably won't do another one again for another 10 years. But it was a great experience. Thank you for everybody who's posting online saying you're going over and watching the show because of Crime Weekly. That's really cool. And I do appreciate it. And it's a cool show. If you want to check it out, it's on Peacock. But if not, I am back home. Even though you might see stuff on social media that looks like it's from the castle, I'm here. These are not pre-recorded.
His normal house looks like a castle.
Yeah, it does. My house just looks just like that. No, I'm back home. I don't want anyone thinking like we bulk recorded these and we're not answering things. The bulk recording happened without you guys even knowing it. So we pulled it off. It was tough sometimes because we would record in like future tense or instead mm-hmm. of like present tense or mm-hmm. or like, hey, and I'm like, oh shit, we got to go back because this is 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, we didn't do that much of that though because it was hard for us and we felt like kind of slimy. So we really didn't do a lot
And frankly, I can say this now because we're in episode 6. I didn't know how long I was going to be gone. I told Stephanie, I was like, I'm going to get voted out first night. So we might only need one bulk episode, but at least we'll have a couple of weeks off. But fortunately, I'm still there. And I just wanted to clarify
He's
that.
Not there, though.
I'm still in the house or in the castle.
Still in the house
but
on
I'm here.
TV, but in real life, he's here.
I am here with you.
Derek comes, he's like, I'm still there, but
yeah,
no.
Oh, he slipped up again.
I know, dude.
There's actually
That's it, another conspiracy theory.
In the castle. Just like this.
They're out there right now.
Yes, exactly. No.
They were kind enough to let him continue doing Crime Weekly. Thank you, traitors.
Thank you, traitors. Yeah, so that's really it. CrimeCon, we'll have a link in the description box below if you want to go check it out. Again, make sure you use the code Crime Weekly so you can get that 10% discount. They always keep us up to date on the numbers. I think we had hundreds of people sign up last year with the code. So let's try to beat that this year. Let's try to do that. Anything else from you? Any final words?
No, but I am looking forward to CrimeCon. We love it every year to see you guys. It's the only time of year we get to actually meet a lot of you in person.
Yes.
We hug, we cry, we laugh, we drink, we talk about cases, we talk about life. It's great. So come on down, use the code Crime Weekly. We will see you soon, and we will see you on Friday for a new
episode.
Friday.
You'll hear us on Friday. See us on Sunday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ray Rivera Part 2 coming at you guys. Everyone stay safe out there. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.